Welcome back.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Cozy Season, Tay Time episode, new year, new you, new everything. Hope you're enjoying every single little thing of this. You might have noticed that the elephant in the room, that we are in 1080p again. Oh my God. Can you imagine? We're in 1080p again.
Oh,
can you imagine?
It's not 4K?
Yeah, it is. Oh my God.
Not you?
What are you talking about? Well, I don't get it.
You're the elephant in the room.
There's not an elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is that we're not in 4K video. I know. Last episode, you got a beautiful 4K. But obviously, not the whole thing. I'm pretty sure about after the 35-minute mark, it was a black screen of just a symbol saying that, sorry, the video cut out because Nicoletta's phone didn't have enough storage space.
Even though it does, and I pay... Do you know what it is? I pay for storage, like 2 terabytes of storage, but it's on the cloud, not on the phone.
Yeah,
so like, that's very annoying,
obviously. So I was like, oh my God, even though we could edit it in 4K, I was like, okay, just so we don't ever run into this issue, even though we do have space and stuff like that, let's just be safe, because you know, sometimes we have long videos and then next, you know, it's like 50 gigabyte video without storage and the cut video cuts out. So I'm being better safe than sorry. But don't worry, in like 2 years when we get the new iPhone, we'll get a bigger storage iPhone for this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or if you guys start paying.
Or if we get like a...
Wait, is the 15 not
better? No, I don't want the 15. Oh. I'm not buying a new iPhone until like the 17. You heard me now.
Okay.
Like, for sure. Like, and that's even if. Like, because in that way, my 13 will be like 4 years old. And even at that, I'm like, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not really going to change it. And also, like, I was thinking, like, I don't really think we're ever going to record on like an actual camera. Unless, like, we have a whole studio, then maybe we'll record on a camera. But using the iPhone is just so easy, so convenient. And it works with the new MacBook.
So, what is... Your weekly stand-up.
The time has come. So I went to go visit my brother in London just there last year at some point. I can't remember when it was. A little bit after he started working anyway. You guys have heard about it on the podcast by now, if you even remember. I'd be actually surprised if you guys remember. And during that time, this guy who does like TikToks or whatever, of like, you know, asking people questions and then they say stupid things or whatever, he came up to us and then was like, oh my God, no, this guy. And I was like, I can't remember this guy. But anyway, he came up to us and then he was asking us like, oh, are Nigerians smarter than like Americans? And I was like, yeah, obviously. Duh. Like, have you not seen those videos on the internet when Americans say dumb things on the internet? And I was confident. And then next thing you know, he asked the question, is like, what's 100,000 minus 10, which obviously 99,990. And I was thinking about it before I answered, but my brother just blurted out 9,999 or nine, whatever it was. Yeah, 9,999. Yeah, he said 9,999. And I was just like, no. And I just looked at him like, boss, you dummy. You played right into the trap. I like, you know, it's not about answering, because the problem is when you try answering the spot, that's how they get you. That's why I was like, wait, let me think of the answer. I was like, let me think of the answer, you know, and then give an answer. But boss just went yappy, 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 yapping away his big, big mouth. And then now he clipped it. And every time that guy would put up a video that went viral, boss is like, oh my God, every day I thank God that he hasn't posted us. Like, you know, he kept going like, I'm so grateful.
He probably has a backlog of things.
Exactly, because that video was old. So he's like, oh, thank God he hasn't posted us. Thank God he hasn't posted us. Well, the day has come.
But come on, I would be so happy with a response like that. Like, you know, that's what gets you views.
Absolutely.
That's what gets you clicks.
Why didn't you wait, boss? Why didn't you wait? Why didn't you wait? You saw me. I was waiting. He just wanted to get the... That's how he got us.
Yeah, he got you.
Well, not me. He clipped boss. I didn't say shit, so...
I kind of wish he did.
I am...
That would have been so
funny. But I would have just said 9,990. Like...
No,
I
wish that's why you said what.
Oh,
said.
That, no, because the moment I saw him and he asked that question, I was like, no matter what he says, take your time to answer this goddamn question. I'd rather not show up because I'm boring and get the answer right than to have what happened. And now boss got clipped on the internet.
But like, clout.
Well, the thing is, we both got screwed because he answered. Even though I didn't answer, we were both in the video.
I saw somewhere in the comments already someone being like, oh, boss isn't like... I don't know, whatever percentage of Nigeria illiterate anyway. And I'm like, oh.
Don't worry, I'm coming for you guys. I'm going to go read those comments and then it's done for you.
You're not doing anything.
Yeah, I'm not. To be honest, I don't really give a shit about social media. I just do this shit for fun. What is your weekly stand-up?
My weekly stand-up is, it's the first week of the new year. New year, new me, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. My first 2 days were not like, oh, we're starting this new year, new me. I wasn't there. We went out on Monday night and I wasn't feeling well on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And so my year started on Wednesday. My like new year, new me started on Wednesday. So it's been going really well. I've been trying to look at those 75 hard, like take some inspiration. Maybe there's some things I can do, but there's just some things that I'm not willing to do on that, you know? And I'm like...
But then doesn't that mean you're not doing 75 hard?
No, because I said I'm looking for inspiration for what to do. Oh. I didn't say I'm doing 75 hard. Do you listen to me?
I'm listening. I'm just saying. I wanted to, you know, poke the little nest, you know, let's see, get a reaction on the internet. So she's not doing 75 hard?
Yeah, clearly you're not.
Are you scared to do 75 hard?
No. Are you?
Oh, I have no interest in doing 75 hard. Exactly. I don't need to. I'm a lazy piece of shit. And I know it.
Anyways. yeah, that's just my weekly stand-up, that it's a new year. We're coming in strong with new motivation, even though I'm pretty low motivation right now.
Oh, but you see, we still showed up for you guys.
Yeah.
We still showed up for you guys. That's how much this podcast means to us. You know, we could have just been like one of them, be like, give you guys a little motivation, give you an episode. But we're out here showing our face, doing our thing, you know.
Exactly.
And we recorded this the day before, so it's going to go out.
Powering through.
Burr.
So without further ado, this episode's going to be quite long, so I don't want to keep you guys waiting. You know what you're here for. We know what you're here for. We're doing Story time. It's our story time episode, which is free for you to listen, not on Patreon. So here's our first story. Am I the asshole for last minute declining to go to a friend's wedding that is dry on New Year's Eve? My buddy is getting married to a girl that our friend group is not in love with. He loves her though, so we support him. We have known for months this was a New Year's Eve wedding. I RSVP'd yes months ago with my wife. Several friends and I operated under the assumption that there would be booze at the wedding, especially considering it's on New Year's Eve. Well, I found out yesterday that it's a dry wedding. Turns out it's because of his fiance and her family. I asked my wife if she knew this and she said no and was pissed off. I texted the groom buddy and asked him. He confirmed this and I told him this is something you should have told us long time ago. I told him that my wife and I wouldn't be going anymore. We want to spend the night drinking. I texted the rest of my friends about this and oh boy, the group chat went off. This led to several more people backing out. This is not how a bunch of us expected to spend New Year's Eve. Really, the only ones that didn't back out are the four members of our 12-person group that are in the wedding.
That is very, very interesting. So you're telling me you backed out of your boy's wedding just because there was no alcohol?
Yeah.
And your excuse is like, oh, it's on New Year's Eve. I want to get wasted on New Year's Eve. Doesn't that sound a little bit problematic? Like, is that not a little bit... Like, do you have to drink alcohol on New Year's Eve?
You're not a drinker, so I don't think you would get it.
Yeah, but I'm talking from a non-drinking perspective, yeah. Right? As in, like...
Is it that deep?
Is it really that deep that you back out of your boy's wedding because it's on New Year's Eve and you want to get wasted on New Year's Eve? It makes no sense to me. That sounds like... I don't know. To me, that sounds like you really don't have your priorities straight. Like, mm-hmm. How can you be like, oh my God, alcohol is more important than my friend? And because it's New Year's Eve, that sounds like maybe you have a drinking problem.
I think people use big events like New Year's or like, you know, their birthday, whatever, to, you know, drink and like have a good time. And I think maybe this person is like, oh, I can't have alcohol at your wedding for New Year's Eve. Like, that's just kind of ruining the start of the new year. Like, I can't even celebrate how I want it, you know?
But you've probably been wasted for like the entire days of Christmas. Like, so, and now, like, you've probably been wasted from Christmas too, yeah. You know, in anticipation. So, like, what's one night gonna, like, I don't know. To me, it sounds ridiculous. It sounds crazy. Like, I personally, if that was my friend and they said that, that ain't my friend no more.
I agree. But I do think that they should have been told way before about this. I don't think it's something that you find out just randomly, you know, a few weeks before. It's something that you put out on the invite. Like, this is a no alcohol wedding.
I don't even know. I feel like even if you were to show up on the wedding day and then you were to see, oh, there's no alcohol, You just live with it. It's like, all right, cool. But
would you want people at your wedding? Because the thing is, you're expecting people to be like, okay, cool. People wouldn't be like, okay, cool. They'd constantly be complaining about it and be like, oh, why didn't you tell us? And ruin your big day. And I wouldn't risk that. I would rather let people know way in advance.
But if you're complaining about it on the day, like, once again, this sounds like you have a drinking problem. Like, can but you not people... go through an event without drinking? Like, it looks like a wedding isn't an excuse to fucking get drunk, right? It's
but people use it as an excuse.
Yes, but it's the whole idea of a wedding is to celebrate the two people involved, right? Whether you know both of them or you know one of them, mm-hmm. right? It's to consummate the marriage to be like, hey, two people I know.
I don't think that's what
I know. I realize I just kept moving with it. But it's to be like, hey, this person I know is getting married to this person who they love. Mm-hmm. Whether I agree with it or not, I am happy for that one person that I know. And this is why I'm here at your wedding, right? I'm not here like, yes, like, let's party and enjoy it. But we party the way you want to because it's your wedding, you know?
Like, I just think it's something you should be told because it's not regular for people to go to weddings where there is no alcohol.
I agree. Like, okay, a heads up is nice. But I don't believe that. If you are getting an invite to someone's wedding mm-hmm. and they say there is no alcohol involved in that wedding mm-hmm. and then you are like, that is so problematic. Are you an alcoholic? Like,
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I think people drink socially. I think, like, and hear me out. I'm not saying this from a point of I'd be mad. I wouldn't care. I'd show up regardless. I'd never be mad if there's an alcohol at a wedding or an event or nothing. I'm trying to understand where this person might come from or who could potentially be in the wrong here. Or not even wrong, but who could have valid feelings. And I can get behind why they would be upset. Not pulling out of the wedding, I think that's way too far, or giving out about it is too far. It's their wedding, let them do their thing. But I understand being like, oh, I don't want to spend my New Year's like with you on, like, you know, your big day, and I don't even get to have fun. Like,
I don't know. I once again, this can be coming from just because I just don't drink. It sounds ridiculously terrible even to have the oh, this sucks. It's just such a big, like, No, like, I'm like, that's a red flag. Like, you know, like you clearly care more about alcohol than your friend. Like, you know,
yeah.
Okay, forget about the alcohol. You care more about the event than what the event means, mm-hmm. right?
And but people, that's what most people do, right? No one cares about being, like, in the church for hours or whatever.
Yeah, but the idea is you celebrate. Like, forget it. But the after
celebration.
But the celebration doesn't have to have alcohol.
But celebrations a lot in the West do have alcohol, and in a lot of other countries have alcohol involved.
Guys, you have to let us know what you think on this one. I you know, I'm usually the person who can, like, devil's advocate and see the other side, but I can't see the other side because it just, for me, it's, forget about the alcohol, it just screams terrible friend. It screams like a terrible person that I do not want to be friends with.
I'm gonna have to tell you, the comments did say, oh, they're, people are in the wrong for not letting you know, obviously, in advance.
Oh.
I think you should have been told.
That's fair. That is fair. Like, the heads up.
Well, you were arguing with me against that.
No, I'm saying the heads up is fair, but I don't think it's required. I will die on that hill. I don't think it's required because it's their wedding. Like, you know, if on the day they're like, hey, sorry, we don't have this, you know, I'm not going to be like, God damn, I can't believe you don't have this at your wedding. I can't believe we don't have a jacuzzi.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Let us know what you guys think, like Farouk said, because it's tricky. I can see why they would feel a certain way about it, but I wouldn't feel that way about it. So it's just like...
crazy.
Whatever.
Crazy.
It's the next story. My husband confessed to me yesterday that he's in love with my sister in a drunken state. I don't know if I should take it seriously or it's just a drunk thing. Yesterday, we had dinner with my sister and her husband. We all had a lot to drink. After my sister and her husband left, my husband and I had sex. Neither of us were tired, so we continued drinking a bit of wine, listening to music in the background, and everything was amazing. My husband was smiling and in a good mood. He always likes that when he is drunk. We talked about my sister and her husband. He suddenly said, I'm so in love with sister's name. I said, what? He said, I'm so desperately in love with sister's name. What I would do to taste her lips. She is brilliant. He looked dreamy and was still smiling. I said, how drunk are you? He said, probably plenty. I was drunk too, but still it hit me like a ton of bricks. I just sat in silence there and he was too in his own world with a smile etched on his face. He looked like he was a million miles away and I went to bed. This morning all memories came rushing and now I'm not drunk and it hit me even more what he said. I'm horrified and my heart is in pieces. He hasn't mentioned anything and is acting normal if yet hangover. I don't know what to do now. He has always had a good relationship with my sister with mutual respect. Should I ignore his drunken comments? Was it just him being drunk? Should I wait for him to start talking? Not sure if he even remembers.
I am shocked. If you couldn't tell by my... I am shocked. That man... You know, and this is the thing. He knew, like, in his sober mind, there are certain things you have to take to the grave. His drunken mind was not the same.
But what is drunken thing? Drunken words are unspoken.
Sober thoughts sober or whatever. Thoughts. Or whatever. Yeah. But like, no, like that's what I'm saying. Like he probably does feel like that.
Yeah.
Right. But he was always going to take that to his grave.
Yeah. You know? That was the plan.
But then he got, and this is the problem. Like, okay, drink. Well, never drink so much that you get to a point that you spill out things that you should never, ever spill out. But
that's, okay, that's if there is things to hide, right?
Because, oh, everyone has something to hide. Come on, everyone has something to hide.
No, but I, what I'm saying is I've never been afraid to drink or get drunk around you in case I might say something. Because there's nothing yeah, like but, that I would but say. But the thing is,
he probably never thought he would say that in 100 million billion years, right?
I guess.
But somehow it happened. It slipped. You know, it slipped. And that's the thing. It can happen. You know, it can happen. And but that is so not, scary.
I don't know.
Like, I can't even give him shit because he's not really an asshole. Because yeah. If he was sober and said that, that's a different story.
Yeah.
He was inebriated clearly because he was like, you know.
Happy goofy.
Like, happy goofy. Nice. And he was inebriated. And then, you know, he said that. So I can't even give him shit. This is something he had deep down suppressed in the back of his mind that he was going to take with him to his grave and it went out. That is me personally, if I were him.
Wait. What if I got drunk and then started telling you like, oh, I'm so in love with your brother.
Oh my God, ick.
And then you're like, what? And I'm like, no, I'm so desperately in love with your brother.
I'm like, bye-bye.
Would you actually leave?
Absolutely, the fuck.
You'd leave me?
Yeah.
But what if like it's just jokes?
No.
Like, it's just drunken,
because random words. The thing is, and that's what I was going to say. For her, I can't fault her if she leaves. Because even if you believe it's untrue, It will always be there ringing at the back of your mind. Always, always, forever in the rest of your marriage, it will ring at the back of your mind. For as long as you exist on this earth and your feet are on land, you will always remember that scenario.
Like, the two couldn't even be in the same room without you.
It will always be like, boom. And for your own mental health, nah, bro. For my own mental health, no freaking way. Absolutely not.
Would you hate your sibling?
No. Like, okay. Once again, I can't fault anybody in this scenario. Like, once again, like, who are we to give out to someone for loving another person? Like, yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, you know, there's like, yeah. Like, love can happen at any point, anytime, for anything, any reason. It's a different story if you said it to hurt me as a sober person versus you slipping it up. Because you're inebriated off whatever, you know? So that's why it's like, me personally, if I was him, even if I remembered saying that, I would just pretend I don't remember at all.
Okay,
and then you just take it from there.
So say she tries to initiate a conversation about this and is like, hey, you said this, like, dead ass, this is what you said. And then he's like,
damn, did I? That's crazy. I thought I could never imagine me saying that.
Is that how you'd play it off?
You have to.
Really?
Because then... Now, if you double down, then you're hurting them.
No. Okay. I know that. But would you not try to be like, I was drunk. It's not serious.
You'd be like, I'd be like,
I don't remember.
I'd be like, oh, I genuinely don't remember. I must have.
I was thinking of you.
Maybe I was like thinking of you, but I was seeing your sister. You know, I don't know. Like,
clearly, even if I knew it was, I am literally lying. Because at that point, you have to. You are hurting the person way too much. They're a sibling. Like, yeah. Don't get me. Like, I think because you don't have like a direct sibling, you, like this. Like, obviously, I know you could put yourself in the shoes, but having a direct sibling, I couldn't imagine. I can literally put myself in her shoes, and that is insane to me. Yeah. So obviously, as the other person, I would not want to double down on that. You lie to the cow.
I think you're keep lying. You're like a. Your true grandmaster manipulator tactics are coming out, because the first thing I thought would be I'd probably double down and admit my feelings.
You are making the other person suffer for what?
Well, like, let
them
break up.
Let them be unhappy and let them leave you. But you don't have to hurt them on their way out. It's like they're walking out the door saying bye, and you're smacking them with a hammer in the back of the head. You're like, oh, by the way, bang, bang. Get the fuck out now. No, let them leave. Let them have a little bit of a bludgeon wound in their heart and leave out the door. Always doubting themselves whether it was true or not, instead of doubling down.
I feel like I need to be honest.
No, there are certain things. Once again, there's one thing I've learned from my good friend. Well, not good friend. The guy who I used to live with a long time, David, mm-hmm. like when I was an intern. There are certain things he made it very clear to me. And those words stick to my head to this day. There are certain things you have to take to your grave. Not for your own sake, but for the other person's sake. There are certain things you have to take to the grave. This is one of those things you have to take to your grave. Absolutely.
So what was he giving you the speech about?
Oh, because remember, I told you his best friend, you know, the wedding. And then he admitted to his best friend that he kissed another person or whatever, like early on. Like literally, like, I think it was like within the first few weeks of them dating. Mm-hmm. But he brought it up like before their wedding, literally like a day or two before the wedding, and she canceled the whole wedding for something that happened at the start of the relationship.
What triggered this conversation? Did you do something that made him give you a life lesson?
No. He literally was just telling me this whole thing, because he was telling me about David was a serial escapader. He was a single man, but he had a lot of fun. He was just telling me like, oh yeah, like marriage is messed up and you have to be careful, like if you're going to go into it, like there are certain things you have to take into your grave. So
he was an interesting
guy. Like a 40-something-year-old man, you know, he was just giving me...
He had a lot of wisdom.
But yeah, no, this guy had to, honestly, take that to your grave. Just deny it.
Yeah, I think she should be in the right to leave.
Oh, yeah, she can leave.
Like, what's the point of... Like, okay, you can bring it up, but just know that he's lying anyway.
Perfect. Or he's not. It doesn't matter. You'll never find out. Yeah. Go, leave the door.
Okay, on to the next story. My husband wants to get a Marilyn tattoo. My husband wants to get a portrait of Marilyn Monroe on his side. It's his body, and I'm probably not going to say anything, but honestly, I don't want to look at another woman every time he's naked. Thoughts? I guess I'll close my eyes every time we're intimate. He said it's because he likes the era and she sticks out to him. I asked him why, and he said she's an icon and left it at that. He respects my opinion, but he's still getting it. I did suggest compromise, and it's a no-go.
I don't know. What do you think about that as a woman yourself, a fellow
this,
woman?
This tattoo question did come up before, you know, with the girl who got a tattoo of Medusa.
Yeah, the Medusa.
And the husband was like, I don't want to look at that.
He was really scared of it, though. Yeah. He was scared, fearfully scared of snakes. Okay, I guess
that's a little bit different. That's
true. That's different.
How would I take it? I find it really weird.
Really?
Like, imagine you just went and just got a tattoo of, I don't know, Adriana Lima or, like, someone on you. Bella Hadid or something on you, because she's an icon of today.
By the way, the only reason I know who Bella Hadid is because of the If Homeboy Will Come and Did This. That's the only reason her name ever sticks in my head. But I was thinking about that literally as you were saying the story. I was like, oh, imagine coming home with a tattoo of like a random woman. But this isn't a random woman. This is Marilyn Monroe. This is literally one of like a few feminist female icons, right?
Was she? I don't know.
She's an icon for women because of her empowerment.
She was just like a sex symbol.
Yes, but the idea was she had free control of her body and she didn't give a shit about what the media thought about her.
I don't know. I read a lot of really disturbing things.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Like everything in history, once you start digging deep into it, there's a lot of fucked up shit there.
Okay,
like,
then,
you know, Christopher Columbus, you know, like he wasn't the hero that we thought he was.
Then my question is like, why not get a tattoo of like Rosa Parks or something? Like, why are you getting a feminist tattoo on you? Like, what? Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
if that's the era he's looking at it from and he's like, yo, this is a pretty good symbol and I want to put a tattoo, more life to him. You know, like if he wanted to put a tattoo of Rosa Parks on his body, more life to him.
Yeah, I'd like, encourage him for that.
From that perspective, I don't see an issue with it, right? It's a different story if it was like, as you said, like a tattoo of Bella Hadid. Then I was like, why the fuck are you putting Bella Hadid on your body? Wow. Unless it's Bella Hadid saying that quote, then I understand it.
No.
Then I understand it. No. I'd rock with it.
So are you going to have Bella Hadid in a tattoo and then a bubble coming out of
it? A bubble head? Saying that if homeboy pulls up with these.
Okay, we're gone too far.
Yeah, but more of the story is, it all depends on the context, and it doesn't seem like it's like a lust thing, a sexual thing. It seems like he's just putting that to you because of era, and as he said, you have to take a face value. He said due to era and he whatever. So
I think for me, it's not even an issue. Like I said, that it's a woman, it's an issue that it's her. And I think I would have a lot of issues with a lot of women if you decided to tattoo them on your body.
I know, and I once again, I don't think his partner is in the wrong here either. Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone's in the wrong, by the way. I think everyone's perfectly fine. I think he's justified with, like, it's not like he's like, oh yeah, I love Marilyn Monroe. She sucks as hell. That's why I need to put her on my body. He's like, I like the era and she's a pretty big symbol of that era. You know, like some people would be like Harley Davidson's, whatever, whatever, whatever. You know, the diners. I think, like, when I think of that era, I think of diners, you know?
Like, if like, you want to put what would be the equivalent of, like, a man in that era?
I don't know, George Bush. I don't know. One of them ones. I don't know.
Anyways, imagine I wanted to get like a tattoo of like Brad Pitt or something because he was a...
I don't know. I said, it doesn't matter. Like to me personally, I don't care. I think it's like, it, as long as...
Wait, you wouldn't care if I got one?
It's
everyone would clown you. They'd be like, what?
I'm like, guys, it's her body, her choice. The hell do I care? Like, you know, I'm like, know. As in once again, like it's a different story if it's like you... I know, take for example, you wanted to put a tattoo of Salt Bae on your body. I'd be like, you're dumb. Why the hell are you putting that on your body? It's I know that's just what came to my mind. But like, anyway, he has his reasons. She has her reasons. I think everybody's justified to do whatever the hell the fuck they want. They want to say whether she wants to leave him because she's like, I don't screw Marilyn Monroe. I keep thinking of Marilyn Manson.
That's the first thing. When I read it, I wanted to be like, my husband wants to get a tattoo of Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Monroe. Like, you know, like whatever, you know, do whatever. And she's like, I don't like that. I'm leaving. Bye. He can't get mad. Like,
yeah, I agree. I think, like, it's their body, their choice, but it's also your choice. You don't
exactly, you know, like, but I would allow a slight fight to break out if it was due to the fact that it was like a random woman that he like thought was hot and he wanted to put on her body. Then it's
I
like,
think that's the reason, but he won't say it. But
I hope not. She wasn't even. I'm not even going to talk. Anyway, we move on soon.
We move on to the next story. This is a little bit lengthy, but we need the context. Am I the asshole for not letting our nanny leave our date during... No, let me restart that because I reread that.
I'm going to have fun. You read it. I mean, you Instagram people, you're not going to have context for this.
You're not going to see this.
You're not going to have context for this at all.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not letting our nanny leave for a date during our vacation? My wife and I had our first child last year and it's been quite an intense few months. My wife has been on an extended maternity leave, but on top of that, we've also hired a nanny slash maid to assist us with the baby as well as keep the house in order. She stays in our guest house. To celebrate our anniversary, I plan for us to take a trip by ourselves just to reconnect and give her some proper time away from the sun. She was excited about leaving, but was slightly concerned about leaving our son behind. Trying to ease things, I asked the nanny if she'd be willing to come along with us on our trip and take care of the baby, stressing that this was supposed to be our couple vacations, so most of the childcare will be hers and more than usual. She jumped at the idea, and so I also arranged her ticket and accommodation. The trip was over a week long, and our arrangement was going quite well at first. My wife was relaxed, we reconnected, and our son was close by for whenever we missed him. We would take our son and give her a break either in the mornings or afternoons. On our last day, she asked if we could take the night shift as she'd met someone who'd asked her on a date. Besides that, going against our arrangement, The point was to give us a break from the sleepless nights. I had already paid and planned an intimate date on the beach with my wife for our last night. It became a bit of an issue with her trying to guilt my wife and saying we were being unfair, but by the end of it, we didn't give in and she looked after the kid. Upon returning, my wife heard her on the phone saying that she was thinking of quitting over all of this and that we are blocking her future. So here we are.
I'm sorry, not sorry. I think the nanny's in the wrong here.
Yeah.
He done already paid you, telling you the full extent of your expectations. Being like, hey, yo, night shifts are going to be yours because the whole point of this vacation is that we finally get to get some rest. You don't have to do it. Well, you know, I'm paying for your thing. I'll pay you. I assume he paid her extra because, like, what, she's not doing that normally. You know, and it's like, whatever. And then she's like, yes. Mm-hmm. I understand. She found someone. And she's like, hey, can you take the night shift? Because I want to go on a date with this person. If, let's say, they didn't have the date planned, I'd be a little bit more reluctant to be like, I would be like, oh, okay, maybe you can do the one night shift, maybe just as a, you know, nice to have for her, even though technically you've already paid her for it. But the fact that he already had the date planned, you know, for his wife and stuff like that, that, like, yo, this is what I paid you to do. Like, you know, it's like paying someone to do a job and they don't want to fully do it. Like, you know, they do 90% of the job instead of 100% of the job. And that's what it is. And that's frustrating. So I honestly have to side with the couple here.
Okay. I'm going to have to disagree. Ooh. Because I think lawfully you need to give people like a certain amount of time off, like a certain amount of days in a week and a certain amount of time off, like hours in a day. Mm. And it sounds like this is 7 out of 7, like, watching over this kid. And, like, he said that, oh, they took over some afternoons or some mornings. That's just not good enough. Like, babysitting still comes with, like, some, you know, rules. Like, it's a job. Absolutely. At the end of the day still. And I feel like it's really, really unfair to expect her to work 7 out of 7 days. And from the comments as well, people are 100% on calling her them an asshole as well. Just because it's like, how do you expect this person to be there 7 out of 7, and you're making it so much harder by, you know, not connecting with your kid at all. And why did you take him and them? Like, you know, what was the plan all along? Because if you like had a babysitter at home while they were gone, I don't think they could have her full time. I don't think that's legally allowed.
Like, once again, obviously I'm not too sure about the legalities or whatever, you know, whatever the story is, but all I know is like, if I was the person that got paid to do it, I would just do it, in a sense. And that's how I look at it from, as in like, okay, I made this arrangement with this person to do this much. Mm-hmm. Like, and especially if they specify like, you have to do the nights because, you know, I want to have like more rest or whatever. You know, like, I do agree that they should have left them at home with someone to take care of them and stuff like that. But obviously, whatever arrangement, they were all okay with the arrangement initially. And then my point is, the arrangement fell through. You know, and that was on the side of the nanny, whatever, right? So it's like obviously, if this was, like, once again, I don't know the laws or whatever, but if this was, like, unlawful in the first place, you should have never accepted it, one. And two, if it was unlawful, you knew, but you wanted the money, like, because let's say you got extra pay, so, or something.
He actually added, like, an edit, right, where he said that she got double her pay and she works for 8 hours of the day. So then they said, oh, we paid her for 16 hours of work daily. So
that, but things, did they agree on that?
Because that's the question. I don't know, because the thing is, getting double the pay just says you're getting double for the 8 hours. It doesn't mean, oh, you now work 16 hours.
Yeah, exactly. But obviously, yeah, that's what I'm saying, like, the 8 hours, whatever. And it's like, did you talk about this, or did you say, hey, you're getting double the pay because you're going to be doing nights instead of, like, quote unquote, mornings and lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of doing mornings and lunch, you're going to do nights, you know, plus in between, right?
Well, it sounds like she didn't get a break at all.
Yeah, anyway, it sounds bad anyway, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this already depends on what the initial, like, unless we have the full.
Well, the full agreement was that she gets double to pay.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
for her regular hours.
And I'm wondering why he didn't give more context and like, hey, I told her to do this or
because
do
I that. I don't think
you know, like, if he didn't, then absolutely, yeah. Like, why do you expect her to do nights if you didn't agree for her to do nights? Mm-hmm. You know, but and stuff like that, and an agreement. So like, it all really depends on whatever, whoever is breaking the contract, whether it's him or her, is whoever is the asshole. As far as I see, that's how I see it anyway.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. I don't know. I think they're kind of in the wrong for the expectations.
They should have never even brought her.
Yeah, or the kid.
In the first place. They should have, like, if you wanted a holiday away from the kid, get a full-time babysitter and
leave
the kid
exactly. Like,
for a week.
Because I'm sure if you were to have a nanny with the kid 24 hours of the day, you'd pay them a lot more.
And then you wouldn't have to even worry about the scenario ever happening.
So,
Do make better decisions next time. Okay.
On to the next one. Am I the asshole for not inviting my friend's husband to dinner because he eats way too much? My friend has been married for a year now to her firefighter husband. She is the only one in the friend group that is married. I usually host dinners every couple of months, and we are going to do a late one for holidays on Friday. I usually invite him, but money has gotten tight due to the holidays, and he eats so much. I understand why, but it always results in my having to double recipes or I run out of food. So this time, I told everyone that I want to just do a girls' night. This means my friend's husband is not invited. If he isn't there, then there's enough food for everyone without double recipes. She called me up asking why am I doing a girls' night. I told her the truth that I can't afford to make double for dinner and her husband eats a lot. She called me a jagoff and now she's telling my friends why. Everyone is split and no one is offering to help with the food bill.
Your first mistake was telling her the reason why. You should have just said, I just want to do a girls' night. You have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Because then she couldn't give out. You know, she can't. Yeah. It's like, hey, I want to do a girls' night. If you're not okay with that, then don't come.
But do you think her asking, it's kind of like a red flag? Like, wait, why are you asking if it's a girl night?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think like she knows?
No, I think it's like her. She's incapable of going anywhere without her husband. Like,
literally. Do you think so?
Because why are you asking? Like, if one of my friends said, "Hey, you'll come up boys' night," I'm never gonna be like, "Hey, but can I let her come?"
So why is it a boys' night?
It's like, you know, like, when is it boys' night? Can I want? It's like, what? Like,
and if, because I don't know if the others have partners, because she said she's the only one that's married.
Yeah.
But imagine if he's the only guy that's like showing up to this girls'
it's like
night.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she said it's a girls' night. Just accept it and move on with your life.
If
you're like, hey, sorry, I can't go. You know, like, I'm incapable of leaving my partner. I have to go everywhere with them. You know, like, just say that. If you're clingy, just say that.
Also, in a way, why are you hosting a dinner if you can't afford it at the same time?
But she's hosting dinner for her friends and she can afford it. She can't afford the double because clearly this guy is a freaking mountain and he's eating literally not only the same portion that all these women are eating by himself. Like, that's crazy. Are we not going
to... No, it's true, obviously.
Like, that's kind of
elephant in the room.
If she has to make double the portion because of him alone, that means he's eating literally the same amount that all these women, with whatever amount of them it is. Like, if let's say there's four women in this group, right? He's eating four women's worth of portions on his ones. I don't care who you are. That's just inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
You know, this isn't a problem of like, if you're broke, just say it. No, this is a problem of like, why are you being an inconsiderate person? Eat a person's normal portion. Don't eat four people's worth of food.
I agree. And also, like, if you're taking out of the food and you're seeing you took the whole thing, like, let's not do that.
Were you raised in a cave?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
No home training.
No home training.
No home training.
At the same time, while maybe she didn't have to tell the truth, it's not the worst that she did. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, you're an asshole for saying, you. At the end of the day, this is why you're
having it's like, fair fucks her for being honest. I would have lied personally. But, like, if she was honest and it was up to her friend to be like, oh, yeah, that's understandable, because it should make it more understandable due to the fact that I say, hey, things are tight right now, cost of living crisis and that, you know? And Christmas. your husband eats literally the same portion all of us girls eat put together. So, you know, maybe I don't want him there eating up all my money, because instead of me spending like $100 for this dinner for you, I'm spending $200 and I really don't want to do that. So unless you want to contribute the $100 that your husband's going to eat, tell him to fuck off away from my party.
Respectfully, I guess.
Disrespectfully.
No, and I get it. And I think if I were in that situation and someone was to raise that, I would instantly be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And like, feel self-conscious.
Would you like, just feel ashamed?
I feel so embarrassed.
You'd be like, oh my God, how could freak embarrass me like this? Has he been doing this the whole time and I'm just not knowing? And then you think about every single dinner party you've gone to, and then you should feel even worse about yourself. Because you're like, oh my God, my husband has made me look like a damn fool. Maybe they probably think he doesn't get fed at home, and this is the only time he gets fed.
You know? Like, I feel so ashamed. And I'd probably like bring something next time I'm going or something, but I, you know, I'd feel really ashamed and I would apologize from my side. I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
Like, what?
So it's kind of a red flag that.
How could you say that? Let me not lie. How could you say that?
Yeah.
On to the next story. Am I the asshole for not wanting my sister at my wedding since she is in a wheelchair and will take up all of the spotlight? My sister, 26, has been on and off out of hospital. I'm going to call my sister Anna. Anna has gotten cancer and when she was 15 and was able to beat it. Ever since, she has been having growths, and anytime one appears, we're worried about the cancer coming back. My issue is that she always makes these announcements that she needs to go to the doctors again at the worst times. At the beginning, I thought it was just bad timing, but it just happened so many times when I hit a milestone. My graduations, my birthdays, my engagement party. Anytime she makes an announcement she needs to go back to the hospital, my whole family will flock to her. I have had my birthday dinner turn into my relatives flocking to her for the whole night. I've had dinner party to announce my wedding date for my relatives. It was going so great, and it was a fun time until Anna told mom she needs to go back to the hospital. Soon everyone forgot about the reason for the dinner party and it was all quiet. My aunt even stepped in to do a prayer for Anna. Another event was taken over and I went low contact with her after that. She was invited to the wedding and it is in 2 weeks. I learned today she's in I feel like I'm struggling to read here. I learned today she is in a on and off in a wheelchair from my mom / Anna. She will need to take it just in case for the wedding. I asked if the rest of the family was informed and she told me no. I told both of them they need to inform them. They told me that they don't want to worry them and won't do that. I've had enough and told them you need to tell before my wedding. Again, no. I then informed Anna that she is not invited.
What do you think?
It's tricky, right? Because it's a sibling that's like going through a lot. But it just, if it just so happens that it is convenient timing, that she was always dropping these things, it feels bad to say, but she kind of sounds a bit attention seeking.
She said it, not me.
You know, it feels a little bit that way. And it is her wedding. And I think the reason she wants her to tell people is that, obviously, if she just shows up in a wheelchair,
people are like, oh my God, what's going on?
Are you okay? You know, and she doesn't want to ruin her own wedding. I don't think she's an asshole for uninviting her.
I don't know. Honestly, I have no opinion on this. Like, I think it's kind of weird situation. Like, why don't they just tell that she's in a wheelchair before the event? Like, you know, I can kind of understand. You know, it's like, hey, let them know beforehand because, like, I don't want it to be a surprise to them on the wedding, you know? And that's kind of fair. You can call it a little bit self-centered, maybe, but it is fair, I guess. And then, obviously, the whole thing about the sibling, it might just be coincidental. It might not even actually be, like, a timing thing. She might just do it all the time. So, like, every time the family is gathered, she does it. And you just only notice it when it's something about you, you know, kind of thing. So, like, honestly, just because I'm not in this scenario and I don't have the full context, I actually couldn't even say who I think is in the wrong.
Yeah.
I just think it's just like, it could be avoidable, like, if they just tell people beforehand. But at the same time, it's like, why do they have to tell people? But it's like, why not? You know, like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's your big day. Like, there's so much there. Like, honestly, it's whatever.
Like, but also, like, they've gotten no contact for a while now.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would be, oh, out of the blue that she wouldn't invite her. It would kind of seem to match up with what she's been.
Yeah, which is fair. Like, you know, like, if you're got no contact with your sibling, then, like, maybe, you know, don't expect to be invited to the wedding. Like, you know, like, you know, obviously, because there's a difference between, like, hardly talking to your sibling and no contact.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Like, don't be shocked. Like, hey, I didn't get a shirt invitation. I wonder why.
Yeah, we haven't talked in 5 years.
Yeah. So
what did you expect?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was all the stories we had for today.
Yeah. Let us know what you think, especially for that last story. I'm interested to know what you guys think. Like, what if you think, whatever. Maybe you guys are a lot more concrete. You're like, you're dumb. This is obviously what it should have been.
Yeah, it's difficult to comment on when people are unwell.
Or... yeah, like, because you, like, well, obviously, if you're someone who's, like, been in a similar scenario, then you would know better. And you have, like, I have no experience in that matter. So, like, I don't really know. But, like, in that situation, it, like, if you've been in that situation, it's much easier for you to, like, give comments on. So let us know for sure. I hope you guys are enjoying the content. Subscribe to this Patreon.
And don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and all the good stuff. Till next time.
Peace.